You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. So, are you willing to make that statement? Are you willing to take a stand on that Satan, or on that statement, and defy Satan? Not obey Satan, but rather obey God. I gave you the example of Daniel 3 with Nebuchadnezzar setting up the image of gold, and everybody was law that they had to bow down and worship. I gave you the example of our governments here with the COVID vaccines and ordering and people lining up with their sleeves rolled up, churches shutting down when they told them that they couldn't meet because of a planned pandemic, a false flag. So here's the problem. The government says that it's a law and that the people must worship a graven image, and an event happens or they'll be put to death. Is this something we should be concerned with? Let's take a look in Revelation chapter 13, what's coming in the future. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Verse 13, and he performs great signs, so that even he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And he was granted the power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So here, coming in our future, is a time where if we don't bow down and worship this image, we will be put to death. He causes all, verse 16, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except the one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Coming soon. First, you're going to see things like everybody that doesn't have the smart app on your telephone for contact tracing. You can't go to Walmart and buy your groceries. You can't go to work and earn any money. You can't go to church and worship God. They're building this beast system to let loose on us in our lifetimes. We're going to see this. These are evil people. And this whole COVID thing was a trial. It was a test to see if they could scare people into obedience and doing what they said. Line up and get your clot shot. It's going to kill you. Oh no, anybody that says it's going to kill you, they will persecute you. That's why we got to have these shows on a local radio station and archived on the internet on our own private server. You put them up on YouTube and Rumble and these other places, they're going to whack them. You're not allowed to say these things. If you want to know where to find people that love God and worship Him freely and openly, here's how you contact us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.